Thanks to our friends at the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel in Rehoboth, Delaware, for sponsoring the Bridge Podcast Network. They invite you to discover the reawakening of springtime at the beach. Celebrate the arrival of the warmer weather with an oceanfront getaway. And don't wait. Beat the summer rush with specially priced Victorian vacation packages while they last. While you're there, enjoy oceanfront dining with a beach and boardwalk view at Victoria's Restaurant or relax at the Cozy Plaza Pub. For menus and getaway packages, visit BoardwalkPlaza.com or call 800-33-BEACH.
Some of my favorite conversations have happened over the rims of mugs. I'm Denise Harper, co-host of The Morning Show with Bill and Denise, and program director for The Bridge. There's something special about sitting across the table from a friend, whether we've known them forever or for just a minute, with a good cup of coffee and an open heart. And hopefully, today's conversation will inspire and encourage you. If you're not acquainted with The Morning Show with Bill and Denise, in this episode of Over the Rims of Mugs, you're going to get to meet my co-host, Bill Sammons. Bill and I began working in radio together over 30 years ago, and for more than a decade now, we've been co-hosting The Morning Show on The Bridge. We were interviewing Christian artist Baylor Wilson right after the new year for a short radio segment for our show, and what happened was such a beautiful, honest conversation that I wanted to share it in its long form with you. Oh, and since we were each doing this interview from our homes, my kitty cat, Princess Puff, made a surprise appearance during the recording. You are not imagining things. We jump into our conversation as I'm introducing Baylor to Bill.
Well, I don't think you got a chance to meet Bill. I think he was out when you were at the station last time.
Hi, Bill. I did not. I'm so glad to meet you via audio.
You as well.
Yeah,
and I look much better this way.
Whatever. Well, me too this morning, y'all. I rolled out of bed. But I got coffee, so I'm full of energy. Don't worry.
Awesome. Awesome.
I was doing a little reading background on it. You don't seem to lack energy.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. I'm not joking. I think my mom passed that down because she's so hyperactive. And when I'm with my mom, I'm like, why are you so energetic? And then I look at myself with my friends, and I'm like, oh, I'm the same way? So it's one of those gifts passed down.
Yeah. Would you say you're a morning person, or are you that way all day?
Definitely by afternoon, I'm not that way. I'm ready for a nap or just snuggle up by the fire or something. But I don't know, when I wake up, my husband laughs at me cause he's not a morning person and I'm not like a 6 a.m.er at all. But once I'm up, I'm up. So yeah. I can be a morning girl if I mean, radio tour kind of trained me.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Yeah. I had to be there with you guys real early. I mean, I don't know how y'all do it.
Yeah.
Train your body.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Well, I think you know that. I'm an extrovert.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, but I don't know if you guys feel this way, but after I got married a year and a couple days ago, I started to feel more introverted. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
I'm 27 and I have a lot of friends that are still single. And so it's just funny, married friends. I don't know. It's this funny transition that you cross over in this season.
Yep. Yeah. Are you hitting buffets at 5 p.m. for dinner and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're definitely doing that. Yep. Buffets at 5. Yep. Buffets at 5. We do a puzzle every night. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not against puzzles.
Hey, practice makes perfect.
yes.
You know, Baylor, I was looking at your Instagram page, which I often do. I follow you, and I love, that's probably what Bill was talking about a little bit ago, your energy. But your laugh is contagious, and I loved what you posted. You were just talking about your husband, and I loved what you posted about your end-of-year reflection.
Mm, yes.
Because you just hit your anniversary mark, I guess, with your husband as well.
Yeah.
And there was something that you said in there that I just thought was so beautiful. You said, we definitely don't have anything figured out, and we know less every day.
Yeah.
We will continue learning all of these things and what a beautiful mystery marriage can be. And I thought, that is such a beautiful thought about your relationship.
Thank you. Thanks for reading my captions. thank you. Yeah, I think I was in such a reflective mood that day in particular, but also I think everyone at the end of every year, especially artists and writers, you kind of just take a look back through your camera roll and see where you've been. And for me, it was such an interesting transition from radio tour to doing almost nothing for like a month. just because of Christmas music, and it was such a beautiful rest. I needed rest after traveling so much. But during that time, it's so tempting to compare, and just, I mean, in any season, it's tempting to compare. But I think as a newlywed, for me, I tend to like do something new in my life and then want to teach it immediately. And I think that there's wisdom in not immediately teaching. and I've also learned that from my pastors. Praise God for pastors. Yeah. They have warned me just to walk slowly when it comes to sharing stuff like that. So I had actually wanted to say that entire paragraph for months. I had written down some thoughts in my notes, and then finally I felt the peace of the Lord on it to share it and to just like especially encourage people around my age and anyone married, honestly, any age, because marriage is marriage. but yeah, I never want to arrive, which I won't until heaven. But I constantly am humbling myself when it comes to like what I quote unquote know, as if I know anything. So
that's so wise, Baylor. Because, I mean, like it or not, there's nothing you can do about it. But when you're on a stage with a microphone, people ascribe a certain amount of Christian maturity and wisdom, and they must have it all together. They're on stage with a microphone, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes, that's the truth.
Then it doesn't always happen that way.
No. If only we were all more honest. And I'm not saying we tell everyone everything. I'm not saying that. But because I think there's a safety in, you know, your close community and keeping it in that circle. But I also think it's so beautiful. Vulnerability is such a gift. You know, I think if more Christians were more vulnerable, I think we would realize, oh, wow, we're all struggling with the same things. We all wake up with messy hair, you know?
And so,
I appreciate you guys saying that, because I think there's such a temptation, especially from the enemy, to not be vulnerable, to try and have it all together. And then, you know, we end up tripping and falling 100 times when we follow that temptation.
I think it's good that we remember that we all fall down. and so when we can walk alongside of each other, we can help each other up along
the way. That's right. Yeah. Amen.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Over the Rims of Mugs, made possible by Iconic Sparkle. Get fun and fashionable accessories such as necklaces, earrings, and bracelets that can go with any outfit for any occasion for just $5. Owner Mandy Heinch desires to change the world through her accessories and what it allows her to offer. Fashion accessory advice, boosting confidence, and training those who want to start their own business. Learn more at iconicsparkle.com or on their app.
Hey, what's the best thing you learned in 2021? What comes to your mind?
The first thing that comes to mind right now is to be content and be present with wherever I'm at. So, I think social media, man, it's a gift, and it's also such a pain sometimes, because we live vicariously through people's lives through a cell phone. And for me, I mean, I'm human, like we're talking about. And so I like really practiced this year, disciplining myself, even as an artist where I have to post things and I get to, I'm happy to do it. I practiced disciplining, setting my phone down. Even if I set a timer, y'all, sometimes I had to like set a timer for an hour and like, you know, put it away in a drawer or something. and be content, like literally being still. That was kind of my verse of the year, was be still and know that I'm God. And everything that encompasses that, being content, being present with him, and with the people around me, with my husband, with my friends, with my church. And then when I was on radio tour with you guys, you know, like being there and not longing for the past or longing for the future. I just love how Jesus like walked when I read the scriptures. Like he seemed, and I know he is, like the most content human being ever. Even in the midst of like the worst circumstances. I mean, even yesterday I was reading in Matthew where when Peter like tells Jesus that he doesn't have to go suffer, and Jesus is like, "Get behind me, Satan." Yeah. And then the next verse, he says, "If you want to be my disciple, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me." And I know we all quote that scripture a lot, and it's very tempting as churchgoers to just be like, "Oh yeah, I know that verse. I learned it in sixth grade. Yeah, okay, thanks, Baylor." But for me, I really slowed myself down, and I really thought about that. Like, okay, denying myself requires me to actually be content. Like sometimes that's denying myself. You know what I mean? It's not just denying a temptation. It's also, it's denying your emotion. Not all the time. Now, God gave us emotions. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus had emotion. I'm all about it. But sometimes our feelings can get so just cray cray.
Yeah. You know? I watched a film called Godspeed, The Pace of Being Known. I don't know if you've seen it, but they, Dr. N.T. Wright says in there that the speed of God is 3 miles an hour, because that's, in the day of Jesus, that's how fast people walk, 3 miles an hour. And that we actually have to slow down to catch up to God.
Woo! Oh, Jesus. I just got chills. Yes.
Isn't that good? Yeah.
Yes, that is the truth. It's so interesting when I watch and observe other saints around me that I look up to, like especially my pastor's wife. I'm not even kidding you. The way that she walks around, like physically, is so slow moving. Sometimes I'm like, "Are you okay?" You know, because I am a quick girl. Like I like to like move and groove and go work out and like go to the go to the grocery store, go to shopping, like just go, go, go. And I think when you do discipline yourself, because sometimes it starts with discipline, slowing yourself down, and then it just turns into desire. Like I just desire to move slowly until God says go. And then, but most of the time he's never in a rush. I feel like he's never like, hurry up, catch up. Yeah. That's just not his temperament. You know, if you read through the scriptures, I mean, that's not the character of God in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I love that N.T. Wright, that quote, man, I got to watch that movie.
Oh, it's half an hour to change your life. Seriously.
Okay. I can't wait.
So good. Yeah. In fact, I would say that it's more like just sit a while with me. I could just hear him say that. Just sit here a while. It's okay. Let's just sit together for a bit.
Amen. That is the truth. Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you looking forward to in this new year?
Oh my goodness. Continuing to trust the Lord with music. And I mean, I love this kind of this theme that we're on, taking every day step by step and obviously creating more music and releasing more music. Yeah, just praying through the stewardship of Christian music. I think for me, I really want to not just take any of this for granted, just because for some reason God chose me to sing songs. You know, like I don't want to just ever get so comfortable that I'm like, yeah, I deserve this. No. I really want to stay low with Jesus. And yeah, I just look forward to continuing to follow him and get even closer to him than I've been, and share the gospel with everything that moves. because I mean, he's coming back. This is exciting.
Yes.
He's coming back. The Bible says so, and so I believe it.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know when that is. No one does. Praise the Lord. But yeah, I'm looking forward to so many things.
I've never done an Advent study before, but I did one this past year. And so I'm just coming out of that. And the thing that stuck with me the most, I don't know why I've never thought about this before, but we're living between two Advents.
Whoa.
Isn't that an amazing thought?
Yes. Yes. Wow. Praise God. What did you study? What was the... I saw a bunch online, but I didn't get to do it.
Yeah, it was the She Reads Truth.
Oh, yeah.
Advent study. It was all about light. Wow. The light, how the light shows up throughout God's word. And it was just, it was really powerful.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
I need to do that next year.
Yeah, it was good. Highly recommend it. Okay, so I wanted to find out one more thing. I know that joy comes in the morning. It comes right out of God's word. But what brought you to that, to write the song, Joy Comes in the Morning?
You know, like I was saying earlier, I'm often advised to not teach what I haven't lived or to not sing what I haven't lived. And what I mean by that is a lot of times everyone wants to be a teacher, or especially with social media, like we've been talking about, it's easy to just be like, I know this and I've learned this and here's what I've learned and blah, blah, blah. And so for me, I have walked through so many, though your weeping may last for the night moments. I mean, so many up to 27 years old. But the Lord used the second half of that verse, though your weeping may last for the night, joy comes with the morning. He used a season of joy. And I don't think joy is a season. What I'm saying is I wasn't walking through anything as hard as I had in the past. But it was then when God was giving me so much compassion for those that were. And reminding me that, like, Baylor, you've walked through this, like, and I was with you, and I was your joy, whether you realized it or not. And so this song is my anthem, and anyone's anthem who wants to take it as their anthem, in moments of just absolute tragedy, or a lion's den, or a death in the family, or your health failing, or COVID, or I mean, whatever you're walking through, you know, that joy will come, even if it's not on this side of heaven. That, yes, Jesus is your joy, but there's people, I mean, I have no clue what people are going through sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes my little small trial, yes, it is a trial, but it is nothing in comparison to what some people walk through. And so I'm, this song is just so, I just pray that it lifts people's spirits, whether they even know what that even feels like. Like if while they're listening to it or singing along, that they're singing not only scripture over themselves, but also like a girl listening to a girl, which happens to be me, that has walked through hard things, whether it's my parents being divorced, multiple breakups, you know, abuse, just so many things that are part of a broken world that I know a lot of people have walked through. And so when this song came out of me, like when it was birthed, I was not walking through a trial, what is what I'm trying to say. I was actually in a season of like some of the most blessed moments, like meeting my husband and getting to do music, Christian music, like all these things that are external blessings that are beautiful and yes, from God. But I think in those trial moments, in the tribulation and the suffering, there is an intimacy with Christ that you sometimes can't experience unless you're there. You know, I don't know if you guys know Corrie Ten Boom, but she lived during Nazi Germany times, and she wrote a book called The Hiding Place and another one called Prisoner. I'm blanking on the title, but something about her being in jail for Christ. And she would preach the gospel, and I think she was helping the Jews and all this stuff. I'm totally botching it. Please go look her up. I'm totally not explaining it well, like you did perfectly with N.T. Wright. But all that being said, Corrie Ten Boom is on my mind a lot because she said when she was in prison that the intimacy she experienced with Christ was so beautiful that sometimes she wished she was still there. That the desperation and the beauty that came from that season of being in prison, like physical prison, y'all, not just like an external, not like an analogy prison, you know what I mean? Like real prison, prison camp for Christ, for loving Jesus, that, when I think about that, I'm like, okay, like joy comes in the morning. Like, yes, yeah. Jesus, like no matter what I'm walking through, joy will come, even if I'm crying and laughing at the same time.
You know? Yeah.
So I hope that answers the question. That was a long answer.
You know, and joy, I feel like it's contagious too. Mm. So it's a powerful thing to be around somebody who has that deep-seated joy, regardless of the situation.
So, because it's a fruit of the Spirit, I think, is why it's contagious, is when it's His Holy Spirit and someone feels that around them, you know, some might think it's weird and some might actually love it, you know?
Yeah.
And adopt it and want it. So,
yeah. Well, I love the joy that you wear. You wear it very well. So thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for playing my songs. And I love this conversation. I could talk all day.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for your time, Baylor. It's great to catch up with you.
Yeah, you too. God bless you guys. And
thanks, Baylor.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
We were never meant to journey alone. Whether you're having a great day or a hard one, we need each other to celebrate and to stand in the gap. Sharing our stories helps remind us that we are not alone. And when we sit with women who sit at the feet of Jesus, the conversations are different. We walk away feeling inspired, not inferior, because we know this Christian walk is a race, but not a competition. I'm your host, Denise Harper, encouraging you to catch up with a friend or make a new one and enjoy some good conversation over the rims of mugs.